With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden lauding the American forces who helped Israel repel and down nearly all of the drones and missiles that were fired by Iran overnight. He's also vowing to coordinate a global response to Tehran's unprecedented attack by convening a meeting of the Group of Seven on Sunday. Meanwhile, it appears that the drone attack may be the key to unlocking more money for Israel on Capitol Hill.
Aid to Israel has remained tied up for months by disagreements over whether and how much aid should be approved for Ukraine. Many conservatives are in favor of decoupling Israeli aid from any bill for Ukraine, even as some also insist on more robust spending on U.S. border security. After the Iran drone attack, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise vowed on Saturday that the chamber will vote on Israel legislation next week. Andrew Stewart, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, North Korea and China holding high-level talks.
A top-ranking Chinese official is reaffirming ties with North Korea, meeting with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, in the capital, Pyongyang. The visit by Zhao Leji, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy, comes amid North Korean test firing of missiles to intimidate South Korea and its ally, the U.S. After the meeting, Chinese state media reports that Zhao told Kim China looks forward to developing ties, adding that Zhao made no mention of the political situation on the peninsula or the region. The meeting concludes a three-day-long state visit by China to North Korea, the first high level since the start of the pandemic. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The rural city of Grants Pass in southern Oregon becoming the unlikely face of the nation's homelessness crisis as its case over anti-camping laws goes to the Supreme Court April the 22nd. This is SRN News. A new survey suggests most Americans think public schools are in trouble.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 51% of respondents think the K-12 education system is headed in the wrong direction. Only 16% think it's going in the right direction, and the rest can't make up their minds. The survey also reveals that amongst those who think the schools are going wrong, most blame teachers for infusing their lessons with politics or woke social values rather than sticking to the basics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York State officials are being allowed to continue legal action against Nassau County outside New York City that's banned males from competing on female sports teams. U.S. District Court judge denied the request for a temporary restraining order against Attorney General Letitia James. The initial ruling does not address the legality of the county's ban. That issue would be decided at a later date. This is SRN News. Japan giving the United States 250 new cherry trees.
Hundreds of D.C.'s cherry trees will be ripped out this summer as construction crews work to repair the crumbling seawall around the Capitol tidal basin. During his official visit to Washington this past week, Japanese Prime Minister Kishida announced that Japan would give the U.S. 250 new trees to mark America's upcoming 250th anniversary. The cherry trees were first planted in 1912 as a symbol of friendship between Japan and the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A stay for Los Angeles County's troubled juvenile detention facilities in Sylmar and Boyle Heights. They've been on the verge of shutting down on the 16th of this month because of failed inspections, but the Board of State and County Corrections voted to lift its unsuitable designation, which will allow the centers to remain open for now. More details at srnnews.com.